On her way out, she paused again to look at the note, and then, for absolutely no reason she could understand, she took the positronics magnet away and replaced it with an orange slice. Then she left. Never mind the future. For the time being, she had enough to keep her occupied in the present. 9. The emergency bucket was gone, bearing the writer to the nearest hospital or infirmary, Roland assumed. Peace officers had come just as it left, and they spent perhaps half an hour talking with Brian Smith. The gunslinger could hear the palaver from where he was, just over the first rise. The blueback's questions were clear and calm, Smith's answers little more than mumbles. Roland saw no reason to stop working. If the Blues came back here and found him, he would deal with them. Just incapacitate them unless they made that impossible. Gods knew there had been enough killing. But he would bury his dead one way or another. He would bury his dead. The lovely green-gold light of the clearing deepened. Mosquitoes found him, but he did not stop what he was doing in order to slap them, merely let them drink their fill and then lumber off, heavy with their freight of blood. He heard engines starting as he finished hand-digging the grave, the smooth roar of two cars, and the more uneven sound of Smith's vanmobile. He had heard the voices of only two peace officers, which meant that, unless there had been a third blueback with nothing to say, they were allowing Smith to drive away by himself. Roland thought this rather odd, but, like the question of whether or not King was paralyzed, it was none of his matter or mind. All that mattered was this. All that mattered was seeing to his own. He made three trips to collect stones, because a grave dug by hand must necessarily be a shallow one, and animals, even in such a tame world as this, are always hungry.